Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Aliyah on Parsha Sakhri Metz Kedoshim. That's Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chav Beis. And the Pasuk continues talking about Arayis Vezachar Lois Hishkav Mishkvei Isha. A male shall not lie with one like one lies with a woman. Toyevahi, it's an abomination. Uvachol Behema Lois Yitain Shechav Techal Tamaba. Do not lie with any animal to become tame through it. Veisha Lois Am Lefnei Behema Leriva. And a woman should not stand in front of an animal for mating purposes. Tevelhu, it's a perversion. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Chav Gimel. Tevelhu, Lashain Kadesh Ve'erav Veniyof. This is the lashon of prostitution, erva, and adultery. V'chein, it says in the pasuk, va'api al tavlisam. Davar ach, another understanding of tevel, who is lashon belila ve'irbov. It's an expression, mixture, mixing things together. Zera adam v'zera behema, seed of man and seed of animal. Back to chomash pasuk of dalad. Al titamu b'chol ela, do not become tummy through all these. Ki b'chol ela nitmu ha'gayim asher anim shalach mibneichem. Because through all these, the gayim, whom I'm sending out from before you, they became tummy through all these. Batit ma'aret, and the land became impure, va'efkar avayna aleo, and I remembered its sin upon it. Batakia aret, says Yoshvel, and the land spat out, it regurgitated, it vomited its inhabitants. Ushmartam atem es chukais av es mishpatai, you shall guard my chukais av mishpatim, v'loy sasu, and don't do, mikol atevus ha'ila, from all these abominations. Ha'ezrach v'agar gar b'sechachem, the ezrach, the resident, and the ger that lives among you, ki es kol atevus ha'il, asu anche aret asher lefneichem, for all these ta'evus were done by the inhabitants of the land that were before you, batit ma'aret, and the land became tamei. V'loy sa ki aret eschem tamachem v'isa, and the land shall not vomit you out for having made it tamei, kasher kas agar asher lefneichem, like it vomited out the nation that was before you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Ches, to try to understand what that means. The land is vomiting them out. This is a parable to a prince who he was fed something absolutely repulsive. It's not able to stay in his stomach. He vomits it out. It's the same thing with Eretz Yisrael. It's not able to handle Aviavera in it. And the Targum translates it as it's a lashon of emptying out. It empties itself out from them, like a person empties out their stomach when they have something bothering their stomach. For anyone that does any of these te'evis, and the souls that do this shall be cut off from their nation. Let's just see Rashi over your pasuk chavtes. This applies both male and female. You shall guard my safeguarding. To ensure not to do these terrible abominations that were done before you, and not to become tame through them, I'm Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. This is a warning for Bezdin to ensure, to make sure this doesn't happen. However, if you do become tame through these things, I'm not Hashem your God. And you become puzzled, you're not able to follow me. What benefit do I have from you, says Hashem? When you have to be destroyed. That's why it says, Ani Hashem Alekechem. And the Pasuk says, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, speak to the entire assembly of the Bnei Israel and tell them, Kedoshim to you, you shall be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem alakechem, for I am holy Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Dabar l'kol adas Bnei Israel. Rashi explains, by the fact that it says, Dabar l'kol adas Bnei Israel, speak to the entire assembly of Bnei Israel, when are you going to be speaking to the entire assembly? This teaches us that this parsha was said at Hakel. Hakel is when all of Bnei Israel is gathered together. The reason why this was said then is because the majority of the essentials of Torah are in this parsha. Kedoshim to you, you shall be holy. What type of holiness are we talking about? Have a prushim in our rice and avera. You should stay far away from forbidden relationships in avera. Because anytime we see the pasuk talking about erva, arayis, atomitza kedusha, you find kedusha being spoken about. Isha zayin v'chalala, ani Hashem mekadishchem. V'lo yichal zaray, ani Hashem mekadishoy. Kedoshim yiyu, isha zayin v'chalala. A man shall fear his mother and father, and you shall watch, you shall guard my Shabbosos, and I'm Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Gimel. Each one of you has to fear his father and mother. That's a simple understanding. Midrash explains, I only know from this Pasuk that a man has to fear his father and mother, because the Pasuk says, Ish. How do I know that a woman has to fear her mother and father? When the Pasuk says, that's referring to two people. In Cain asked Rashi, Lamanemar Ish, why is it the Pasuk specifically says Ish? Shah Ish Sipik Biyade Lasos, the man is the one that's able to carry out fearing his father and mother. Aval Isha Rishos Acher Maleha, a woman, she has someone else's Rishos over her, she first has to do her husband's will, and only then she could go about fearing her father and mother. Imai V'Av Tiro, Rashi points out, Kan Hiktim Aim La'av, over here, the mother is mentioned before the father. Why is that? Lefisha Gali the fun of Shaben Yarius of Yasim Imai, we know that a person tends to fear the father more than the mother. That's what the Pasuk points out, by fear, that a person should fear their mother. first mentioning mother and only then father. Abachavid, when it comes to honoring one's parents, hikdim avla'im, the father is mentioned before the mother. It says kabit esavicha v'asimecha. Why is that? L'fisha gal v'fanu shaben mechavid es ima yasem re'aviv. It's more common that a person is going to honor their mother over their father, m'neshim shadalto b'dvarim, because she's always speaking nicely to him and doing nice things for him. That's why the pasuk emphasizes a person should not forget to honor their father as well. The pasuk mentions keeping Shabbos right after fearing a father. Loimer, to tell you, even though I've warned you, do you have to make sure to fear your father? If your parents tell you, don't listen to them. And that's the same with all the other mitzvahs as well. The pasuk concluded, you and your father are chayv in my covet, says Hashem. Therefore, don't listen to him to mevatel something I said. Now Rashi explains, what does that mean to fear a parent? Don't sit in his place. Don't speak in his place. Don't contradict him when he says something. What's honoring a parent? Machel mashke, giving food and drink. Malbesh umanil, getting them dressed, putting on their shoes. Machnis umaitzi, bring them in and bring them out. Don't turn to foreign gods. And don't make molten images for yourself. I am Hashem, your God. Let's see, Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet, Al tefnu el elilim, la'avdom, to serve them. Elilim, what's the lashon of elilim? L'shoin al, it's a lashon of nothingness. K'loi hu chashev, this thing, this God, is like nothing. V'lehem ha'secha, and molten gods, t'chilasen elilim heim, at the beginning, they're like nothing. V'im ha'tapayin ha'chrem, however, if you turn towards these idols, these other gods, soif chalas ha'isen elihos, at the end, you're going to make them into a god. Lois asu lachem, you shall not make for yourself. Lois asu lachem, you shouldn't make for others. V'lachem lachem, others shouldn't make them for you. V'im timer, if you're going to say, lois asu la'atzmechem, avalachem oisem lachem, that you shouldn't make it for yourself, but really, others can make it for you. Harikvar Nemar already says in a different pasuk in Shmois, lo yelecha, lo yishalcha, v'lo yishalachayrim. Batachomish pasuk, hey, v'chisiz b'chu zerach shlamim la'ashem, when you shecht a carbon shlamim for Hashem, l'rtoinchem tizbachuhu, it shall be shechted as an appeasement for you. Let's see, Rashi, we hear pasuk, hey, v'chisiz b'chu, lo yinemar parsha zu el lamed shalo yitahiz v'chasun el al manas la'yocha b'techaz manazeh. This topic is only speaking about that when a carbon is being shechted, it has to be shechted with the intent that it's going to be eaten within the requisite amount of time it's allowed to be eaten in. Shimlik v'elohem's manachila, if you're going to think that this pasuk is telling us that there's a specific amount of time that a person is allowed to eat a carbon, harikver nemar, we already have that pasuk somewhere else, vim neder nedava zevach carbonai, and the pasuk discusses how much time a person is allowed to eat a carbon in. L'rtan chem tizbachu, it shall be shechted as an appeasement for you. T'chilas v'chasoy tehe al menas nachas ruach, when this carbon is being shechted, it has to be done to be a nachas ruach for the owner. Shehe lachem l'ratzoin, it should be l'ratzoin as an appeasement for you. She'im tachshavu olav machshavas psol, if you're going to think an improper thought that's going to possel the carbon, lo yiratza aleichem l'fanai, it's not going to be as an appeasement for you before me. Let's go back to Chomesh Pasuk Vav. B'yom zevachem yachel, on the day of your shechting it, it shall be eaten, u'imacharas, and the next day, ma'noisar, yom ha'shlishi, ba'esh yisarif, and that which is left over till the third day shall be burned in fire. V'imehe yachel yachel, ba'yom ha'shlishi, and if it shall be eaten on the third day, pigul hu lo yiratza, it's pigul, it's rejected, it's not a ritzui, it's not an appeasement. Let's just see the last Rashi in Pasuk Zayin, pigul. What's the lashon of pigul? Mesoyav, it's repulsive to Hashem. So this pasuk that we just read is referring to the isser of pigul. If a carbon is shechted with the intent that it's going to be eaten outside of its proper place where it's allowed to be eaten, it's considered pigul. And continuing with Chomesh Pasuk Ches, va'oichla v'avayna yiso, one that eats it, he's going to carry his sin, ki has kodesh Hashem chilal, for he has desecrated that which is holy to Hashem, v'nechrus ha'nefesh ahim me'amel, and that soul is going to be cut off from its nation. The pasuk continues, v'kosachem es katsir achchem, and when you harvest that which grows in your land, lo'izachal le'pasot chaliktar, do not completely harvest the corner of your field, v'leka katsir chaloisalake, and don't gather the leket of your harvest. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk Tes, lo'izachal pasot chashi aniach pe'a b'sof sadeu. This teaches that a person has to leave pe'a, they have to leave the corner of their field. V'leka katsir cha, shibalam ha'noshim shas katsira. This is referring to stalks that fall at the time of harvest. Achas eshtayim, one or two stalks that fall, that's considered leket. Aval shalish in leket, if three stalks fall, that's not leket. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Yod, v'karmachal loisa oilel, and don't harvest the young grapes of your vine. U'peret karmachal loisa laket, and that which fell from your vine, don't gather. Le'oni v'lager tazev oisam, leave them for the oni and for the ger. Ani Hashem lekechem, I'm Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod, to oilel, le'titol oilelais sheba, don't take the oilelais, the young grapes, v'hinani kars, those are the ones that are recognizable. Ezeu oileles, what grapes are considered oileles, that they're the young grapes? It doesn't have literally a shoulder or dripping, which means it doesn't look like a full cluster of grapes, that the top of it is wider than the bottom of it. That's like a shoulder. And dripping means the grapes down at the bottom look like they're dripping down. If it's not formed like a regular cluster of grapes, that's considered eilulos, and that's something that has to be left for the ani and the ger. Uperet karmacha, gagrei anavim anoshim shas betzira, these are individual grapes that fall at the time of the harvest. Ani Hashem alekeichem, dayan li pareya, I'm a judge that will punish if these things are not left for the aniim. Ve'eini gaivim mikem el nefashos, and what is the punishment going to be? It's going to be souls, it's going to be lives. Shenemar, it says, al tigzal dal, ki Hashem yarev rivam. Betachamash pasuk yod alef, lo tegnoiv, who don't steal, ve'lo sechachashun, do not deny, ve'lo sechakru ish bamisoi, and one should not lie to another. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk yod alef, lo tegnoivu, azhar l'gainiv mamin, this is a warning for stealing money. Ava lo tegnoiv, shavasar sadibreis, when it says, don't steal on asar sadibreis, azhar l'gainiv nefashos, that means don't kidnap people. Davar alamin minyonai, davar shachayavan olav, misas bezdin. Don't deny. Lefishanemar, since it says earlier, v'chicheish ban, he denied it. Mishalim karen v'chaimesh, that person pays a karen v'chaimesh. That's referring to a person denying an aveda or deposit or something of his friends that he really has, but he denied that he doesn't have it. We caught him. It turns out that he does have it. He has to pay a karen and a chaimesh, meaning the principal amount and then a fifth added value. Lamanu einish. From there, we learn the punishment. As har minayin, what about the warning? Tamalomer, that's why our pasuk says, v'lesechachashu. V'lesechakru, don't lie. Lefishanemar, since it says previously, v'nish b'al shaker, that a person swore falsely, Yishalim Karen V'chaimesh, that teaches us he has to pay a Karen V'chaimesh, L'manu Einish, that teaches us the punishment. As Harminayin, what about the warning not to swear falsely? Tamalimer, over here it says, V'loise Shakru. And now Rashi just teaches us a Musar, Loi Tegnoivu, V'loise Chachashu, V'loise Shakru, V'loise Shavu. The next Pasuk tells us, don't swear falsely. Im Ganafta, that teaches us that if you're going to steal, Sevchel Chachesh, at the end you're going to end up denying. Sevchel Shaker, then you're going to end up lying. Sevchel Shavu Lashaker, you're going to end up swearing falsely. Let's go back to Chosh Pasuk Good Beis, V'loise Shavu B'shmila Shaker. Don't swear falsely in my name, v'chilata Hashem alekecha, ani Hashem. Thereby profaning the name of your God, I am Hashem. Let's see Rashi pasuk Yud Beis, v'lo yisishavu b'shmi, lo menemar, why does the pasuk have to say, don't swear falsely in the name of Hashem? L'fisha nemar, since it already says, lo yisish Hashem Hashem alekecha l'ashav, yachol, you might think, lo yeichayv el Hashem ha-miyuchad, if a person uses Hashem's unique name. Minayin l'rabbis kol kinuyim, how do we know if a person uses any one of Hashem's names, that's considered swearing falsely in the name of Hashem? Tam alayim, that's why the pasuk over here says, v'lo yisishavu b'shmi la'shaker, kol shem she'eshli, any name that I have, if a person swears using that name and it's false, he's over this. Don't cheat your friend. Don't steal. Don't allow the wages of your worker to stay with you until the morning. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Gimel. This is referring to a person who withholds the payment for a worker. This is in the female form. It's referring to the work that's being done. Don't keep it until the morning. This Pasuk is talking about a person who's hired during the day. He leaves work once it gets dark. That means a man of time that you have to pay him is the entire night. By the morning, you have this iser, don't leave him unpaid until the morning. In another place it says, don't allow the sun to set on him. This is referring to a person who's hired to do work during the night. He has to be paid once it gets light in the morning. Therefore, the amount of time the employer has to collect the wages and pay him is the entire day. The Torah gives the employer, the Baal HaBayis, a full period to be able to seek out money to pay his worker. So if the worker worked at night, so he has the entire day to look for money to pay him, and if the owner worked during the day, he has the entire night to pay him. However, by the next morning or the next night, he would be over this iser of lo yisashak if he doesn't pay him. Don't curse a deaf mute, and don't place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. You should have fear of your God, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Let's see Rashi for your pasuk yodalad, lo yisakal cheresh, ain't li al cheresh. I only know the pasuk is talking about a cheresh. Mina el rabbis kol adam. How do I know that we're not allowed to curse anyone, even if he's not a cheresh? Tam alayim is why the pasuk says, "Ba'amcha lo sa'ar." Anyone who's amcha, anyone who's your nation, don't curse them. So imken, if so, ask Rashi, "Lo menemar cheresh." Why does this pasuk say cheresh? The answer is, "Ma cheresh miyochad shehu b'chayim." Just like a cheresh, he's unique, he's special, he's alive. Af kol shehu b'chayim. So to anyone that's alive, we're not allowed to curse. Yatza hameis, that excludes someone who already died. Shein b'chayim, he's not alive. So technically, there is no isra to curse someone who already died. Lifnei evil asitem mechshal. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Now for sure, sure that means don't put a banana peel in front of a blind person so that he slips. But what else does that mean, says Rashi? Lefnei hasuma badavar. This is referring to someone who's blind in regards to a certain matter. Loisitin eitzah she'ena hagenes loy. Don't give him a piece of advice which is not good for him. Al taimer, don't say, mechar sadcha v'kach l'cha chamar. Why don't you sell me your field, and here's a donkey in exchange. V'ata oikef olav v'noit lahimenu. Now you're twisting him to your advantage, and you're taking something from him. Don't do that. Don't give someone bad advice. The pasuk concluded, v'yaresem elekech al fisha davar zeh, eni masel l'briyas leidem data shazel l'tayva oilera. This is something that other people don't know if your intention is good or bad. V'yachli shamet v'leimer, a person could always excuse himself and say, l'tayva niskavanti, I only had good intentions. L'fikach nemar bay, that's why the pasuk says, v'yaresem elekech, you should fear Hashem. Hamakar machshu esecha, Hashem knows what you're thinking. V'chein kol davar masel liba shel adam, ha'yseyu be'in shar b'riyas makiris bay. Also, anything that has to do with a person's heart, then no one else can know why he's doing it. Nemar bay, it says about him, v'yaresem elekech, you should fear Hashem. Other people might not know what your intentions are, but Hashem does, so you have to be careful. We're going to stop here for the day. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.